This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, campers!
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, but give us time, it could suck, who knows? Hey, what's up, Belmar? Good morning, good morning, good morning! Nice to have you with us. It's the warm-up show. See, Skenny, Eddie Scazzeri, whatever your name is, what's going on?
Eddie.
And next to me, not across from me, his name is Al Austin Dukes. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there. I'm not on. Am I on?
You're on. I hear you loud
and clear.
How come
I don't hear me?
I don't know, because you don't know what you're doing. What's going
on? I
know
what I'm doing, Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Listen, Jerry, it is summer here now officially.
Summer? I got snot running down my nose. I'm freezing.
Wow, you're freezing. It's nice to see these people came out nice and early, Jerry. In their jerseys, their Wayne Corbett jersey right here in the front. This fellow over here, I see some Rangers jersey. I see some seven-line outfits.
Wayne Corbett jersey?
Yeah.
First one online this morning at 4 o'clock when I got here.
Oh, very nice.
So
you
well
rolled
done.
Up, Jerry, and you're like, look at this fella in his Wayne Corbett jersey all fired up and ready to go.
I walked right past him. I said, you're the first one online.
Nice.
I said, yes, I am.
Yes, I am, Jerry. Jerry, we're really far from the audience.
Far from the audience.
Is this something you requested? You didn't want to be up close to these people?
I figured it was good if anybody took all their clothes off and streaked.
Yeah.
Plenty of room for the cameras to pick
up. Now, listen, I don't know if you were a guy who came to DJs, Jerry, as a young fella like I did.
You never came to DJs.
I would.
No, you never came to DJs.
Come here and do some dancing.
Never.
Yes, I would.
No, you didn't.
I would beat up the beat, as we used to say.
You came to DJs once. That was when, who was it that played with the Boomer and Carton?
The Gin Blossoms.
The Gin Blossoms, and
yeah.
We were inside.
Yeah.
That's where we were.
That was the last time I was at DJs last year, Jerry. I don't really go in the
I meant
DJs.
Inside.
No. That's for younger people.
Right.
Older people stay out here.
Yes, that's for the 21 to 25 crowd.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Jerry, I go drive by this DJ sometimes.
It's rocking.
There's some short skirts. And that's on the men, which is interesting. It's 2023, Jerry.
I understand, yes.
So dinner last night, I treated everyone to dinner.
Yes, thank you very much. Very nice
You're
of
welcome,
you.
You're welcome, Jerry.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. A round of applause.
You don't get
Great question. What was the tab, Jerry?
We don't need to know what the tab was.
Yes, you
was.
Do. You
Plus,
do need
a
to know.
Lovely couple picked up the first round of drinks, so it wasn't quite as much as it could have been,
no.
Which did not make Boomer very happy.
They do need to know, Jerry. I paid $600 total.
That's it?
Yeah. What do you mean that's it, Jerry?
For seven
it was a pizza
people?
Place.
No, it was not a pizza place. That was not a pizza place because I was going to get pizza, and Boomer decided to get three of them as appetizers. Then I needed to order dinner after that.
I do have a small issue with Gio, which I would like to address when he gets here. Since I did pick up the tab, Gio ordered oysters and ate one of them.
Yeah, he didn't like them.
Thank you. That's what I did. I booed as well.
And he hid them.
Yeah, because he said they didn't seem right. Well, then get a discount back on the bill.
Complain. Yeah.
I always say oysters is one of those foods, high risk, low reward, right?
They're just sucking them down your throat.
They don't taste like anything. They're disgusting. And you could possibly get something where you're in the bathroom all night long.
He might have. He had one. He might have been on the toilet all night.
Oh,
we don't
I hope
know.
He was, Jerry.
No, then you don't hope he was. No,
well, then it. it would be worth it that he didn't eat his oysters.
For you.
Which I purchased.
How much were they?
I don't know.
You didn't look?
I'm going to look later. I'm going to look online at their menu.
Here's the problem with the ordering
Charged
of the oysters.
Gio.
They were on the special list.
Specials,
that
right.
That means they were old.
Trying to get rid of them.
Old oysters.
Good point, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, I don't know if you watched any of this New York Yankees game last night.
I was with you. How did I watch the Yankees
game? I watched the game. I watched all nine innings.
You haven't watched a Yankee game in 17 years.
False.
Really?
False. 17 years, Jerry?
When was the last time you put a Yankee game on, start to finish?
If I go 17 years from today,
yeah,
backwards,
uh-huh,
where would that put me?
2006.
I have watched the Yankee
game. You have not
game
watched
since
the Yankee
2000. Game. It's 100%, Jerry.
A full Yankee game.
I was locked in last night, and here's what I didn't appreciate.
You weren't locked in. You were at the restaurant at 8 p.m.
I didn't appreciate that umpire squeezing my main man, Clark Schmidt.
Yeah,
did you
well,
see
that's
that
why
at
Aaron
all?
Boone got ejected yet again.
Aaron Boone's been ejected like.
Four times.
Really?
Four times.
Four times this season?
Most in baseball.
Yeah, and he likes to get ejected early, so he's got the night for himself.
Go watch the game
in
the back.
Yeah, that's what he did last night. He got ejected very early. And by the way, I watched, I'll be honest, Jerry, I watched the highlight package.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't watch the game?
I watched the highlight package.
Shocking.
And they did a whole thing on this umpire squeezing Clark Schmidt.
Yeah.
And they were showing all the pitches. Man,
mm-hmm,
this guy was looking for perfect strikes. And then they were also saying...
You know what that's called, Al?
What?
Small box.
Small box.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is, Jerry.
Tight box.
Tight, small box,
yep,
strike zone. Mm-hmm. What they didn't, what the announcers did say, I think Paul O'Neill and Mr. Michael Kay, inconsistent. So
yeah,
he was small box for some people, Jerry. Large box for other people.
Correct. Some guys like a small box,
small
others
box,
like a large box.
Large box. And that
is
going to be a problem. Now... Aaron Boone, after the game, said it was quite, quote, egregious.
Yeah. Have you ever seen when they, and this is really
egregious,
boring,
Jerry,
but have you ever seen
what
when
do
they
you
do
mean?
The umpire reports?
Yeah, the like umpire reports. Oh, I'm locked in on that.
Like, the best umpires will get the strike call correct 98% of the time. The bad ones are in the 90% range.
Now, one of the problems there, Jerry, with Aaron Boone yelling at this umpire yesterday, they said that, quote, spittle.
I'm sure it did.
Landed on the umpire.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, but a potential Aaron Boone suspension.
You
coming.
Want to scream back and forth at one another? We can spit on each other right now.
Do not spit on me, Jerry. I'm out here by the ocean.
That's what happens.
Trying to
when
enjoy myself.
Grown men yell at one another.
Yeah, when grown men get very close, like when you argue with your wife, you're not right in her face, right?
No,
why do umpires and baseball managers do that?
Because they can.
It is intense if you ever.
Who was your most? Who was? Would you say Billy Martin, Earl Weaver? Give me your best arguing manager.
Billy Martin, definitely.
Billy Martin?
Yeah.
Not Earl Weaver. I feel like Earl Weaver's got some legendary rants.
Yeah, but I feel like Billy Martin was like, I like a guy who will fight with his own players as well, which
he
did.
Fought with Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson, get off the field,
that
true.
Sort
of thing.
That is true.
So, yeah, I'll go Billy Martin on that. But these arguments where you're right in each other's faces, very intense. That only happened one time in a relationship.
Is that when you were on the cruise and she threatened to leave you four times?
No. This happened one time in an argument. We were face-to-face, me and this gal, and this was back in the days of flip phones.
Hmm.
It was just a great move by her, by the way. We were arguing with each other, and then I went to go do an impression of her on the phone.
Oh, boy.
So I opened my flip phone, and I went, She took the phone, snapped it, dropped it, and left.
That's it.
Then she goes...
There was more?
No. Look, a couple hours later, you didn't even call me after. You snapped my phone.
That's awesome.
But this is how intense it gets between the umpires and Aaron Boone
yes,
sometimes.
Yes, it does. Too bad they didn't have flip phones.
They get in each other's faces, and they're spittle exchanged. Now, this being said, Jerry.
Yeah.
Because I immediately thought, robot umpires.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what we're waiting for.
Get the robots out there. AI is everything. Get a chat.
I don't need AI, and we don't need a robot behind home plate, but we can use the stupid box to call balls and strikes the right way.
Get a chat GPT.
The only issue, though, is Aaron Boone will not be fighting with umpires nearly as much.
Right. Well, we've already taken some of the fighting, right? Because they no longer argue close plays because you got replay.
That's right. Exactly.
So we've already taken that argument out of the
correct.
Game. So all we have left is arguing balls and strikes.
Yeah.
And like what happened the other night in the Yankee game where the ball was a fair ball but called foul ball.
Right.
And then they let the dude score and Aaron Boone didn't like that throwing out of that game.
But it will be rare. You'll still have it. Yeah. Much more rare, but at least you'll get the calls
Jerry,
right, for God's sake.
We're losing
sakes.
All the good things. We're losing umpire fights with managers. We're losing concussions on kickoffs.
Okay,
all the fun
that's
things
not a
in
good
sports.
Thing. Knock it off. Stop
all
it. Stop
of the
it.
Fun
stop
stuff
it.
Is getting taken away from
stop.
Us.
Stop.
And this is the problem.
No.
Now, by the way,
concussions are not fun.
By the way, our friend John Sterling, a lot of people have been wondering where he was. So originally I had heard that John Sterling has triplets.
Yeah, and you were telling me about college.
Yeah. John Sterling had triplets in his 60s.
Yeah.
My gosh, Jerry, I'm only 53.
He has
lived triplets,
and he has lived to see his triplets into their 20s.
Right.
So good for him.
So they all graduated college. So he had to go on these college tours to these graduations. So he missed some games. He was supposed to be back though by now.
I know.
But is feeling under the weather, and according to the New York Post, though it's not serious, which is good. But he's missing Memorial Day weekend games.
He's missing the whole weekend again?
And then he's not going on the road trip out west.
Boy, this Justin Shackle is cleaning up.
And he's taking full advantage, Jerry, and I don't like it one bit.
You think Susan likes Justin Shackle?
No.
No, I think she... You don't think so? I think he's energized her.
You know what she thinks? Here's a teenager coming here to do these games.
He's not a teenager.
And older people like me and Susan, Jerry, we do not like teenagers because they're nothing but punks and troublemakers.
Justin Shackle's 37.
He's not quite seems like a young child. Still.
Well, that's because John is 84.
Although maybe Susan's like, you know what? If John, if we get John out of here and get this young fella in here, well, I got another 20 years of this.
At some point, yeah. John is going to be out of there. I mean, he's going to do it till he's 100.
Yeah. Well, you just put these triplets through college, Jerry. You know how expensive that is. You only have one kid going to college.
I do. I don't have triplets going to college.
Triplets going to college. They better have gotten some sort of scholarship.
I just hope he gets to reap the rewards now of working without triplets in college.
Right.
Like he can enjoy his money now as opposed to sending it right to the schools.
This is why I didn't have kids, Jerry. I don't want them spending
this
my...
This is the reason why?
Yeah. I didn't want them spending my hard-earned money.
You also didn't want to have your sleep disrupted.
Right.
You didn't want to have to change diapers, do anything during the week or Correct. On the weekends, go to Little League or softball or dance or music, or really look at another human being.
Yeah.
And you didn't want your documentaries interrupted.
Other than that, Jerry, here's the other thing when you have kids, and there's probably people out here who have kids. Some of them are just not good people. And now that's on you.
But they're an extension of their parents usually.
Sometimes.
Usually. There are the ones that aren't. Usually they're an extension of the parents.
Usually.
Usually.
But there are times, Jeffrey Dahmer's folks seemed like nice people, and he ate dudes.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I know.
He killed them, Jerry. He ate them.
Do you ever think what your kid would look like?
I do sometimes. A little bald kid running around. Glasses.
He might have glasses. He wouldn't be bald. You had a good head of hair when you
were a
kid. I
did have a good head of hair when I was a kid, but I'd say to this kid, listen, I had this head of hair also, and now I'm bald. So live, damn it. Live, Jerry.
Yeah, I understand.
Jerry, this is the beginning of summer. Like, this is it. We are here.
And the sun's coming up behind us, and it is going to be gorgeous today.
You know how sometimes, like, when one of us is going on vacation from work, as we're leaving the work day, the day of
What does Eddie Scazzeri say?
Eddie Scazzeri always says, it does not get any better than this when you're walking out of work to start your vacation. Like, this is it.
This is the moment.
This is the moment for summer.
I think this whole weekend is the moment for summer.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
But you can't, and I'm mainly saying this to remind myself, you cannot let summer go by without enjoying your summer, Jerry. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't
just... You guys
just,
know this guy?
You can't just sit in your condo all day long, Jerry, and not enjoy the summer.
Coming from the guy who sits in his condo all day long just looking at girls in bikinis.
That is true.
Yes, it is true.
Jerry, feeding a greyhound.
That looks like him.
Unfortunately, yes. Jerry, if I may quote one of our great philosophers.
Oh, geez.
John Cougar Mellencamp. He had a new song out a couple years ago.
Big
Jerry.
Hit?
Not a big hit. These people are not even going to know it. That's why I'm going to tell it to them. This isn't Little Diddy about Jack and Diane. This is new John Mellencamp. But this is what he said, Jerry. He's an older fella now. He's in his 70s.
You better hope he lives for you to go see him.
He's just got to make it to June 24th.
And then you're good.
And then I can say I saw the last John Cougar Mellencamp. God say it. Jerry, Mr. John Cougar Mellencamp said this. How many summers still remain?
I don't do this.
How many days are lost in vain? Jerry, this is a message to the people here.
Have you thought about
DJs
that, though?
And out there, Jerry, on the highways of America.
You're 53.
Yeah.
You might have 25 good ones left.
That's it seems like a lot, Jerry. That's
that
a
doesn't
lot of
seem
summers.
Like no, it doesn't. See,
you know what? You're right. I could waste this one. I got 20.
You're not waste,
Jerry. I got 25 more summers.
No, don't waste
this
it.
This one's
man.
Going right in the trash. I'm gonna get some rest this summer and not do anything
like the previous summers.
Yeah. It, Jerry. You have to count your blessings, count your summers.
Agreed. I'm with you.
The great John Cougar Mellencamp also said, everyone needs a hand to hold on to.
Will he sing this terrible song at the concert?
I hope so, Jerry. It will be the summer. I need a message.
Do you think every time someone goes to a Bruce concert now or a John Cougar Mellencamp show now, the thought runs through their mind? Could be the last one.
Yes. Oh, for all of them. Paul McCartney's on that list.
I know.
The Eagles guys are dying, and they just keep throwing
another guy out
there. They
keep reinventing themselves. Yeah. I think the Turtles are still touring.
The Turtles, yeah. Don Henley will be out there with like four other random dudes at some point.
But it's, you know what? It'll still sound like the Eagles.
It'll still be the
when
Eagles.
When he sings,
Jerry.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Who are still out there. Think of the old guys that you could see
Rolling
their last
Stones.
Shows. Rolling Stones. The Who.
Yeah. Who else?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
But Styx.
Styx, Jerry. Great point.
I think they're at the St. George Theater in Staten Island.
Styx.
They might be.
Well.
With Howie Mandel.
Well, that's your main man, Howie Mandel.
I do think that's possible.
All right.
We're going to take our first break.
Okay.
I think the Booms is here.
What?
I think Boomer's here at some point. I thought I saw him over there. I could be wrong.
Eddie,
I think Boomer's
Jerry,
here. I know Eddie's here.
Jerry, I see Adam in the Metal Hawks is here also.
Nice. Could you imagine living like right there? Look, over here, right there. And Adam and the Metal Hawks are going to come out and rock their ass off.
Yeah.
These people better be ready to wake up.
I'm a little concerned I'm sitting right by the drum.
Nah, you're a music guy. You'll be just fine.
The drums seem like one of those instruments, like, I could probably sit back there and just play something.
Give it a try. See if the drummer comes and throws you off stage.
I don't want to touch their instruments. You know where the problem comes with the drums? That foot part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could be an overrated part, though.
Usually, I think that keeps the beat.
By the end of the show, Boomer's on my lap.
Yeah.
With that music, he might knock me off the stage.
Oh, yeah, Jerry. This is going to be some good stuff.
All right, quick break. When we come back, we got more to-dos. We got Boomer and Geo live here at DJ's in Belmar on the Fan. Oh, go away.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Back when we were still changing for the better. Well, I've questioned this from Mr. Michael Spiegel.
What is
this? This is Taylor Swift, and this is Aaron. This is Aaron Rodgers' favorite Taylor Swift song.
It's called August. He's a Swiftie, I forgot.
He is a Swiftie, Jerry.
And great.
There is no one living life more than Aaron Rodgers right now.
Why shouldn't he?
That guy's going to MetLife Stadium, and he's going to go see Taylor Swift this weekend.
This weekend?
Yep.
Are you going to that?
I am not, Jerry. The tickets are outrageous.
I know, but you like looking at girls.
My niece, who has no money, paid $1,000.
Per ticket?
With what money?
I don't.
Yes.
Credit cards.
This is it, Jerry.
Credit cards.
They get into debt for Taylor Swift.
I know.
I saw her play the other night at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play. It was pouring rain. What is Boomer saying?
Boomer wants to know. This is your niece you're talking about?
My niece, yeah.
Now, she's how old?
She's like 22.
Yeah. Boomer believes she's sleeping with someone.
Rude and rude.
And he probably got her the tickets.
Rude. She went with a girlfriend, Jerry.
Well, she could be sleeping with her.
Fair point.
2023, Al.
It's 2023, Jerry. Everything.
No judgment.
No judgment. Nope. Everything is possible. But anyway, if you're Aaron Rodgers, do you go there and the people you're with, you go, by the way, in a few months I'll be throwing bombs in
this
place.
I think they know that. I think they know that.
I would bring it up.
My guess is.
Do you think she will acknowledge Aaron Rodgers is there?
Boomer, first segment. First 2 minutes of the show, Al talked about how much the bill was.
The people at Jerry.
And how much he paid.
A gentleman in the front. This guy right here wanted to know. Jerry, I'm here to
help. No, he didn't say anything.
He said how much was the bill, and I said,
no,
I'm
he didn't,
here.
He didn't ask.
Yeah. That guy right there in the Brooklyn Dodger, he's shaking his head,
no,
Jerry.
No, he did
he
not
needed
ask.
To know, and he got here very early to get that answer.
You guys, forget one thing. And what you forget is the fact that somebody tried to buy us drinks when we started, and
which
I stood up
nice.
In the restaurant and I said, none of that nonsense going on here. Al's paying for everything.
So you didn't allow that.
I didn't allow that. I said, I don't. You know, he took us to a place where everybody knew his name.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, thanks for bringing the whole show here. You know, we'll give you everything for free.
Right.
No. I said, we're not doing that. You're paying.
By the way, I brought this up earlier, Jerry, too. I know you didn't see this, and you buy a lot of people's dinners, so you've probably dealt with this before.
He's not happy.
Gio purchased oysters, had one.
And threw them out.
Yeah, it's not
That's
good.
A problem. I mean,
and he didn't
That's
want,
a problem.
Did he complain about it? I don't.
He said it didn't taste right. But,
no, I know he complained to you, but
right.
did he complain to the restaurant?
No.
Al wanted a discount off
I needed
the bill.
To be discounted.
Well,
bring it to the hotel. Maybe you want oysters later.
Oh, no.
What?
You do what with them?
Eat them, Jerry. Ugh.
All right, first of all, let me just say something. Oysters and the Hampton Inn do not go together.
Disgusting.
They have a little fridge for you and your oysters?
Good Lord. Mm. Anyway.
So did you see, Jerry, also, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So Zach Wilson's got a little brother. His name is Isaac.
Okay.
Isaac Wilson.
How old is he?
Well, he's just committed to Utah as a quarterback. Do you think part of Utah's like, maybe
well,
it runs in the family.
Zach was good in college.
Oh, good point, Jerry.
It would be the team that drafts him, Michael.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Isaac doesn't sound like the name of a quarterback.
Why?
Although Zach doesn't
What about
either.
Isaac Bruce? He was a wide receiver.
Oh, he was awesome, Jerry.
Yes, he was.
Good
a good Isaac.
That's a good point. Isaac Bruce.
He'll be fine.
He was a terrific
guy. Is he small? Not Isaac Bruce. Isaac Wilson.
Isaac Wilson. I'm going to say he is small, Jerry. I have no idea. But he's going to Utah, committed to Utah.
All right.
Now he's got 4 years. Let me ask you this, Jerry. Look into the future. When Isaac Wilson.
Is Zach still in the league?
Yeah.
I knew you were. Well, he can live his life as a backup if he doesn't make it as a starter.
What a dream that would
Who
be.
Who just signed someone?
Josh Johnson.
Like his 19th season as a backup?
Yes.
This guy's made a fortune.
Oh, yeah. No, Jerry, the guy's been with so many teams. He's been in the XFL, the AAF, the USFL.
I know he's on Eddie's list of great quarterbacks.
Yes, absolutely, Jerry. So we got that to look forward to. Also, this was an odd one. I was reading and I was doing my NFL notes, Jerry, how I like to do NFL notes.
NFL notes in May. Holy smokes.
Well,
okay.
The NFL is year-round.
Yeah, I understand.
Russell Wilson. This is the – I'm just doing all people named Wilson
here,
Jerry.
Do you have a younger brother too?
That I don't know about. Well, we talked about Isaac Wilson, Zach Wilson. Russell Wilson says he lost a whole bunch of weight. Was he fat?
I didn't think so.
Me neither.
Maybe he's looking at ingredients.
Oh, is that right? A little ingredients list.
He's looking
at
ingredients.
A little Russ Wilson – danger Russ Wilson. He's Mr. Unlimited now, Jerry. He wouldn't say how much weight he lost.
Because it was probably 4 pounds. I mean, how much could he have possibly lost?
Right. My guess was like last year, if you saw Russell Wilson in the locker room, he'd be like, that guy's in shape.
I would think so, too. Especially if you're a big lineman.
Yeah, if you're a big, large lineman.
Yes,
you'd
exactly.
be thinking like these guys. That reminds me, how come linemen, they're big guys, right?
Yeah.
And they got big bellies.
Yes.
But they're constantly practicing.
Yeah, they eat
And
a lot.
Eating right.
Yeah.
So how do they have bellies?
I don't know if they eat right. I think they just eat.
They eat.
I think they just eat.
So you don't think over at the Jets, the offensive linemen are going through where the nutrition is going. You shouldn't eat
I think
Fruit
they
Loops.
Want their guys thick and mobile.
Right, the mobile part,
they
though.
Have
you
to
got
be.
A big belly, Jerry. That's You're not going to be as mobile.
Yeah. Do you have you? And you see these guys, too. You see Sean O'Hara? He's half the guy he was when he played for the Giants.
Right, they retire.
And who was Coughlin's son-in-law? Chris Snee?
Yeah, Chris Snee.
Is that right?
Yep.
He's another
Say it
one.
With confidence, Jerry.
Well, I don't know if it's actually his
son-in-law. Of course
son-in-law
it was him.
Might have been. He's another one. He lost half a human.
Yeah, you get people get very, very thin. Jeff Saturday, another one, Jerry.
Jeff Saturday. There
Let's
you
see
go.
How long we could go naming guys who were large. And
Nate
then...
Newton.
Oh, good one, Jerry. Nate Newton.
He lost like 250 pounds. He lost a ton of weight. Greg Giannotti.
Oh, good one, Jerry. He was an offensive lineman.
A former lineman who lost half a person.
Something, something, something. Yeah. Oh, and this is good news This is a concluding in my NFL notes.
Yeah.
You know, the Sunday Ticket, Jerry, is going to YouTube TV next year.
I'm aware.
And a lot of people were freaking out. How many games could I watch? They set up a thing yesterday. You could watch in your home, as long as you're on your Wi-Fi network, unlimited
on
screens.
On every TV.
Every TV,
That's
every
cool.
screen, every... So what you got to do, Jerry, is you got to pick up some really old iPhones for cheap. And then you have all these screens.
I'm not watching a game on
And then
an
you
iPhone.
Line them all up, and you can watch every game at
no,
one time.
No, but that's cool. You know why? Because YouTube's figured it out.
YouTube has figured it out, Jerry.
YouTube is outstanding.
Yeah, so they call that unlimited simultaneous streams for the in-your-home Sunday Ticket.
That's great. So as long as you're in on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, as long as you're on the Wi-Fi, Jerry.
That's how they – all right, cool.
Then
love
you
it,
are good
it,
to
love
go.
It. Love
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Very cool.
Did you see Nike released the John Morant sneakers?
No, I did not. What do you mean they released them?
Well, like they
put them out to buy, or well, they got rid of them.
No. Meaning you were allowed to purchase them.
Yeah,
and they sold out. But remember, they had pulled Nike had pulled his sneakers previous.
All right, so they're behind him.
And
I hope he gets well.
And they're sold out. Actually, they weren't very pricey. You know what's weird with sneakers? These John Morant sneakers are like $120, $140.
Yeah,
that's what sneakers cost when I bought those Reebok pumps because I saw Boomer
they
advertising.
Were $120.
Yes,
yeah, I know. Well,
how are we affording that?
I don't know, because I would say
Paper
how
out.
Much could things possibly be, and yet tolls are now $17.
Yeah.
And beers at games are $20.
I'm trying to think how did I buy sneakers and video games?
Credit cards.
No, I was a child.
Your parents bought them.
No, I
no?
think I had to save up.
Did you have a newspaper route?
I had a paper route.
Did you cut grass?
No, I had
you
was
never
a paper
cut grass?
Route. No, I had to cut my own grass.
You shovel snow for money.
No. The only thing I ever did for money was deliver newspapers. I worked at Drug Fair.
Yeah, but Drug Fair, you were 16 years old.
Yeah, I was 16 by then.
So what age are we talking here?
I'm talking about like when I was 13.
Well,
video
must
games.
Have been some newspaper around.
But even
had.
Back then, in 1982, video games and sneakers were the same price they are now.
Yeah, probably. They have not gone through the roof too much.
Right.
And in some cases, sneakers are cheaper now than they were.
Right.
Go figure.
I wear Skechers, Jerry, because once you turn 50.
You know what I like? These Hokas.
Hokas? Those are for old guys, too.
Hokas, Under Armour, and Adidas. Those are my three.
You know what the most old guy sneaker is? Is the white New Balance.
Why is that an old guy
I don't
sneaker?
Know. I'm just telling you. Look around here today,
How many
Jerry.
Pair you have?
There's going to be a lot. That's the guy. Exactly. That's old guy sneaker. White New Balance.
He's not an old guy, though.
Well.
How old are you, sir?
56.
That's not,
56.
He's 3 years older than you. That's not an old guy.
I'm saying I have Skechers on right now.
Either that's not an
the,
old
the same one.
You say old guy, I think 85.
The same one Tony Romo advertises and Howie Long.
The power of advertising.
Oh,
right
absolutely,
there.
Jerry.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh yeah.
Give me one more before we take a break.
One more, Jerry.
One
I don't
more.
Know if I want to ruin one before
All right,
the break.
Don't ruin it then. So let's
I don't
want
to ruin it.
We'll take a break. You got a big story coming up
oh,
on the
Jerry,
other side.
Oh, Jerry, it's so large, these stories.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure about that. But we'll
they
take
are.
A break. We'll come back with your largeness after this.
Large stories.
And then more from DJs right on the beach in Belmar. It's the kickoff to summer show here Woo! On The Fan.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Jerry. Uh-oh, it's magic?
Yeah, well, listen to the first line.
Yeah.
Ready? Hold on, Jerry. This is for the crowd.
All right, this is for the crowd.
For the first line, Jerry. Talk it up, talk it up. Here we go. Listen, Jerry.
Summer.
That's it?
Turns me upside down. That's it, Jerry.
Oh, that
That's
was
all.
It.
That's
Summer.
It. Summer.
All right, great.
It turns me upside down.
Live at DJ's. Kickoff to Summer Show. By the way, I applaud you guys.
Yes.
5 o'clock in the morning for being out here. Thank you very much.
Jerry, I also see some warm-up show gear.
Hey, cool games.
Cool games.
Nice.
Nicole's got warm-up
My
show
God.
Over there.
Nicole, awesome.
Yeah, Jerry, so things are happening
very
now.
Very cool. We appreciate you.
I hope they don't leave when Boomer and Geo come on, because that would be so embarrassing for the radio station.
And you would love every second of it. I know you. I know you by now.
I'd be a spike. Looks like Jerry and I need 4 full hours. Although
you,
then I'd be in
you
a
would
full
panic.
I'd be in full panic mode. I can't get through 3 segments a lot
we
of times.
We did it once before.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's tough. It's
we
tough,
did
Jerry.
5 hours.
We did do 5 hours
yes,
one
did.
Time. Oh, absolutely. By the way, Jerry, the Mets are back.
No, they're not.
They are.
They won one game.
They are back.
They're not
Crowd
back.
Says so. Jerry, I see a lot of orange out here. It's probably for Mets.
Your ass is back. They're not back.
They're back, Jerry.
They won one game.
10-1.
They lost the series.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I feel like if you win the last game, that feels like something.
You know what that feels like?
What?
When you go to Colorado, you feel better about yourself.
What do you mean? Oh, right, because that's where they're going next.
Yes.
I know that,
I don't
Jerry.
Mean going to Colorado to ski. They're
right.
going to Colorado.
To play the Rockies.
So they got on the plane. They felt great. They
right.
had some drinks, played some cards.
Right.
And they enjoy their Friday.
Know what they call that,
Until
Jerry?
They lose tonight.
They call that positive vibes
yeah.
only. This is what we do. So they won 10-1. Pete Alonso hit another home run, Jerry.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the game.
But
it was late.
Padding stats.
Padding stats,
If
yes.
I'm Pete Alonso...
He's making cash is what he's
making
doing.
Cash, right?
Yes.
He's humping fences. He's thrusting his hips.
Yeah.
Would it be embarrassing if he injured himself humping the dugout?
Is it more embarrassing
fence?
Than Edwin Diaz tearing his ACL jumping up and
yeah.
down? Yeah. I would think that'd be more embarrassing.
Probably
so.
You're celebrating something and you hurt yourself. That
what would
is
you
stupid.
Hurt?
Your pelvis.
Yeah, your hip.
Your hip. There's many muscles. That thrusting is a lot of different muscles in motion, Jerry.
Yeah, especially when it's on the railing like he
yeah,
was.
Yeah, when you're banging into the railing, it's very, especially if he's not wearing... Well, he plays first base. He's got to have a cup on.
You would think.
I would.
He might not, though.
Jerry, I wear a cup of them in the outfield because sometimes the ball bounces funny out there.
You wear your cup on Friday nights.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not be stupid.
Bonk, bonk, bonk. By the way, do you like this or not like this? This happened to...
This is like it or spike it?
Yes.
All right, like it or spike it. All right.
Like it or spike it, Jerry. Uh-huh. Daniel Vogelbach struck out looking again.
Who cares?
Well, this is why. This is why you would care. It was the 15th time this year where he, like, legitimately, ball went by him, didn't. Jose Reyes, remember him, Jerry?
Yes.
He used to play shortstop here.
I do remember Jose Reyes.
You do? You
yes.
remember him?
Of course.
How long he played here for? Number of years.
Long time before he went,
he went
to
the Marlins.
Marlins and the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays, yeah. But he's really a Met.
Absolutely.
It's like him and David Wright were that
Mets.
Was that part of the infield.
Yes.
So he tweeted about Daniel Vogelbach. I'm not sure if Vogey understands this concept, but you have to swing the bat to hit the ball.
I love it.
Me too, because you know it seems like he's still engaged in New
yeah.
York Mets chatter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is a New York Met at heart, and it shows you he's still watching
he's
the game.
Still watching the game. Plus, and I thought this was nice, when you call him Vogey.
Yeah.
That means you're...
It's endearing.
It's endearing, right. Because then you can say something insulting. You could go, hey, my buddy Vogey, wouldn't hurt to swing the bat that you brought up there.
It's still calling him out publicly. I don't know about that.
It is still calling him out publicly.
So why don't we try this? Why don't we try this?
Yeah.
Why don't you, in the middle of the show today,
yeah.
say, hey, Booms, might be nice if you participated a little more.
Oh, okay.
How would that go?
So you're saying I go, hey, Booms, because that is endearing.
It's endearing. It's a little
then
nickname.
Call him out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you see how that goes?
That probably wouldn't go well.
You might get thrown overboard.
I might be thrown into the ocean.
Yeah, it's
How
possible.
Far is the ocean from here, by the way?
Not bad.
Oh, wow. It's right there.
It's right here.
That's
go run in the ocean.
I'm not running the ocean.
We'll be like Apollo Creed and Rocky.
That we
beach.
Hug each other.
I'm not hugging you.
What? That's what they do, Jerry. In
I
the,
know
in
they
the
did.
Show,
I know.
They
Very
hug
weird
each
embrace.
Other.
I know.
I did see that we're not getting a sweep in the NHL playoffs, too.
No, the Stars won last night.
The Stars won last night.
I cannot
night.
Believe you just brought up hockey.
Well, I brought up, well, because I was, I, everyone was thinking that there was going to be a sweep.
Well, we expect it because, well.
Sweep, Jerry, this segment's called Sweep, No Sweep. Stars, Knights, Sweep, No Sweep.
No sweep.
No sweep now.
No sweep.
Good call, Jerry. You made the right call.
Panthers, Hurricane, Sweep, No Sweep.
Was that a sweep? I'm going to say that was a sweep.
That was a sweep.
Jerry, I'm a sports guy at heart. You know me. I love all the sports.
Lakers, Nuggets, Sweep, No Sweep.
That was sweep.
Celtics, Heat, Sweep, No Sweep.
No sweep.
That's right.
And in fact.
Not only that. Yeah, go ahead. You know it.
What is it? It's now 3-2.
3-2.
And they play.
In Miami.
Tomorrow night.
Sure.
It's tomorrow
night. Game 6 is in Miami.
Game 6 is in Miami tomorrow night.
Right.
If the Celtics go down there and win, Jerry, game 7 in Boston on Memorial Day.
You know
Day.
What's crazy about
Woo!
That? What's nuts about what? That is I could actually see them doing that and then the Heat winning game 7
oh,
in Boston.
Oh, man, that would be a heartbreaker.
That would be nuts.
Well, here's where I think the Celtics have a shot, Jerry. There are rumors that Jimmy Butler, he plays for the Heat.
Yeah.
And he is one of their dominant players.
He is their dominant player.
That's correct,
now,
Jerry.
Who would be the other dominant player?
For the Heat?
Go ahead. I'll give you. You go until 6 o'clock. Give me one. I don't even need a dominant player.
All right. Just a regular player.
One other player. Heat
player. Dwayne Wade. But so.
Not Dwayne Wade. He retired 10 years ago. What if I gave you the name Bam?
Margera.
Come on.
Bam Adebayo.
Adebayo.
Body body. What's his first name? Bam?
Bam.
Body body. Bam. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Heat, scoring 22 last night. Bam, bada body. Body body body. Hottie with the body. Bam, bada body. Here reads Bam, bada body.
It's not.
Bam.
You got the Bam right. Well, Adebayo. I gave you the Bam.
Who? Adebayo.
Not Adebayo. You're close.
Bam. Aratabatu. That's correct. This
he
guy
has
knows it.
No idea. Adebayo.
Adebayo.
Yes.
Bam Adebayo.
Now, who's the pitcher on the Mets? Jimmy? Come on. He's from CBA.
Yakabonis.
There you go. Look
Yakabonis.
At you. You've learned. Well done.
Oh,
hey, he's
so,
on the Heat now.
So they're saying, yes, for the Heat. And you know, they've lost these last two games now where it looked like Sweep City.
Yeah.
People are saying, Jerry, when I say people, Page 6, rumors, TMZ,
right.
That Jimmy Butler's dating Shakira.
Really?
Shakira.
Yeah, how about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Right in the middle of the playoffs?
Well, whatever.
You know, well, you've been
He's
out of
it. He's been one of the best players in the playoffs. Maybe it's been Shakira.
Here's the thing. When you're young, like Jimmy Butler's young, right?
I would say Jimmy Butler's around 30.
30. Still, when you're that young.
When we're 53, he's young, yes.
Yeah. But I'm saying when you're young and you start dating someone new, it's exciting. You forget about everything. You don't talk to your friends. You're not going to basketball practice.
Sure.
You know, our head's not in the game. You're thinking of hips don't lie, Shakira. This is why the Celtics are coming back, Jerry.
You think he's not going to practice?
Not going to practice.
He's going to practice.
Here's what I think. He's going to practice, but there's Shakira in the gym.
No.
And he's eyeballing her and trying to impress her.
This is not like Yoko going to the Beatles sessions.
Yes, it is,
no,
Jerry.
It's not.
Shakira is Yoko Ono.
No, she's not.
And she is.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. Is
no way
Shakira is Yoko
no.
Soon she's gonna be on the Heat. We gotta
she,
get
she might own the Heat. I don't think she'll be on the Heat.
Listen, Jimmy Butler's gonna go and listen, you gotta get Shakira the ball here. Just she's gotta feel like she's involved. There was a John Lennon album where like legitimately every other song was Yoko.
Double Fantasy, wasn't it?
Oh my god,
was it Double Fantasy where she had every other song?
Yeah, I think so.
Where she was just
screaming. You have a nice melodic catchy John Lennon song. Screaming song. And this was back before CDs when you could forward.
Oh, I know.
If you had that on cassette, you had to sit through that or go. Brrr.
It was terrible.
Brrr, get through the Yoko songs to another John Lennon song.
I think she, even up to recently, was still performing in like
coffee houses.
Yes.
I'm going to go see Yoko. I think she's playing MetLife Stadium. Aaron Rodgers is going.
Maybe she's opening for Taylor Swift.
She is. Yoko Ono's going to be out there just screaming, and then Taylor Swift comes out.
Still looks phenomenal.
Who does?
Aaron Rodgers. No, Yoko Ono.
Is that right?
And she's got to be close to 80, no? In her,
she
in
does.
In her 70s for sure.
Yeah.
So she looks all right.
How about that dude who shot John Lennon still alive?
And in prison.
Still in prison,
and
yeah.
Still not getting out of prison.
Still not getting out. He does come up for
Is that
parole.
Mark David Chapman?
Yeah, Mark David Chapman. He comes up for a parole every once in a while.
And she says no.
And she says no. They go to her. Oh, Yoko, would you mind?
Another hoodie. My man.
Yoko, would you mind if we let this fella out? I think he's. And she says no. And then they go back in jail, you punk.
Yeah.
You dumb punk.
He shot the guy.
He did shoot the guy, Jerry.
He shouldn't get out.
So, yep, there it is, Jerry. The rumors, Shakira and Jimmy Butler. Now, I did see that the – this is what I don't understand. The Mets bring Gary Sanchez up.
Yes.
And now they send him
– He's gone.
Why did they –
They were looking for lightning in a bottle. Didn't get it.
They really thought they were getting Gary Sanchez. You're going to smack some home runs.
For a couple of years, Gary Sanchez was a lethal home runner.
No, I loved Gary Sanchez.
But that's a long time ago now.
But that was legitimate. Like, they brought him up and, like, we'll give you 3 games to, like, hit home runs.
They took a shot.
And now gone.
Took a shot.
So he's not – when you DFA somebody, they're gone forever.
Unless
you can't bring them back.
Someone else can sign them. And if no one does, you can stay there and accept the assignment, I guess.
And, but they can bring him back up or no?
At some point. I don't know.
But they never do, right?
Not usually.
DFA means.
You get designated for assignment. Yeah. That usually means you're gone.
That assignment normally sucks.
Usually it does. So we got to take. We got to step aside for a second. We're 7 minutes away from Boomer and
Gio. Oh, my goodness.
They can't wait to get up here. When we come back, the biggest story of the morning that Al saved for you guys, and then Boomer and Gio right here on the
did them all already, Jerry.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, we got about a minute or so left. I got Boomer, I got Gio standing by. Now, the drum roll for the biggest story of the morning that Al saved for you guys.
Jerry, I do the biggest story at the top.
Oh, not here?
Not here. By this time, I'm out of stories.
You got nothing left.
No, I do have one thing left, because I was telling you earlier how the Mets are back and you were denying me, even though they
won, lost the series.
They won 10-1. That's lost a lot of runs, series. Jerry. That is a lot of runs.
Lost the series.
What if I told you this? Carlos Carrasco.
That was good.
Impressive.
I agree. You know what? That would be something you can hang your hat on.
Thank you, Jerry. I will hang my hat on that.
I'm good with that one. That's fine. That having been said, he's still been terrible.
Pitched into the seventh inning, Jerry.
I understand.
Gave up one run.
6 2/3.
Yeah.
Nice night.
Mm-hmm.
Good offensive support.
Yeah.
Now go back it up and win the series in Colorado.
Hey, do the balls still fly out of the ballpark in Colorado? Like,
what do you think?
Like you hit a pop-up and it goes out?
My guess is yes. I don't know about a pop-up.
They started putting those balls in humidors and then ruining it. Like, they used to be a cool thing. You'd be like nonstop home runs in Colorado.
When do you think was the last time you watched a game in Colorado?
Like on television?
No, in person. Yes, on television.
Jerry, I've never been to Colorado.
In person. I mean on television.
I've not. I probably haven't seen a Colorado.
You don't think you've watched a Met game? One of those goofy 12-10 games?
Are you giving me like in the past 17 years like I did with the Yankees? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've seen one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got to remember, Jerry, in the 2007-2008 season, I was locked
What's
in.
The name of that park?
Progressive Field in Colorado. Mile High Stadium at Colorado.
No. Come on, man.
Rocky Mountain Way Stadium in Colorado. Field.
What's Bam's last name?
Margera. Adebato. Bam Adebato.
No.
And the Heat. They're in trouble Adebayo. Now, Jerry. Bam Adebayo and the Heat are in trouble now, Jerry.
And Jimmy Yacobonis.
It's
Coors Field.
Oh, it's always
not
been
Progressive Field.
I thought you were trying to trick me because it was Coors Field from day one.
I was trying to make it obvious for you.
Hmm. And they still got the guy with the long beard.
WFAN. WFAN FM. WFAN FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.